Listen easy, you can hear God calling, walking barefoot by a stream.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Thank you, Elvis, and thank you, Neil Diamond, for writing that song. So interesting, we are talking today on a very special show about online safety. It's so interesting to realize that when Elvis died, there was no internet, there was no smartphone, and parenting was in many ways much simpler. It is more complicated now. That's just a fact. It's not that it's better or worse or I'm glorifying the past, but our kids have opportunities to be involved in things that you just didn't even know existed when Elvis died in 1978. I think it was 1978. So that is why we're having this very special show about online safety with our very special guests, Britt McCallion and Dabney Port, and another guest joining us to give us some insight into Facebook, which is the maybe still the most prominent form of social media that a lot of us use and a lot of our kids use. We have Andrea, we were just talking about how to pronounce her name. She wants to be Andrea, so she will be Andrea Vall, who is a social media coach, a strategist, and a speaker, and the co-author of Facebook Marketing All-in-One for Dummies. Ah, she wrote a dummies book. Those are amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
Wow. She coaches clients all over the world on how to market their business using social media. She blogs as an entertaining and slightly cranky character named Grandma Mary, and that can be found at Andrea Vall, that's AndreaVahl.com. www.andreavahl.com. Welcome to our show, Andrea, and welcome back, Britt and Dabney.
Great. Hey, Bruce. Andrea.
Thank you, Britt and Dabney and Bruce, for having me on. This is so fun.
I'm so glad you're here. You know, Bruce, I first met Andrea on social media via Grandma Mary. Hysterical. You should all check her out. Such a funny character. And for a while, remember, Andrea, I didn't know what you were doing the same, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. That's your alter
incognito.
Ego? Is that your alter ego?
It's my alter ego, yes. I have an improv comedy background, so brought that in for some fun and entertainment.
So you have an alter ego, and I have past lives.
That's right. We're kind of, wow.
And I have diva dust.
Yes, and I want to be a diva goddess in a second life.
You know, though, one of the reasons I invited Andrea, Bruce, and Britt, and because Britt and I agree, when I have a problem or I need to know about a change on Facebook, which is every day, because we're involved in so much, I don't have time to keep up with that, but I need to know about it, both as a parent and a professional. Andrea is the go-to girl.
So she's your
find
resource.
Her on Facebook.
She's your resource.
She is my resource, and there's other people as well, but I just love her, and she's on top of it, and if I don't go to Facebook, she reminds me in an email, which I love. So I would absolutely recommend to all parents out there to make sure that you both follow her on Facebook, her page, and also to subscribe to your email, Andrea, because you do rock the email. And, you know, I typically don't subscribe because it is called clutter, and yours is of importance, and I thank you because you keep me up to date.
Okay.
And that's why we wanted her here.
We will get that specific information for our listeners before we sign out this segment. But, Andrea, let's turn it over to you and tell us what we parents need to know about Facebook, privacy, and all those issues regarding our kids and online safety.
First of all, you need to be checking it often. You can't. It's not a set it and forget it kind of thing. Facebook changes their privacy settings all the time. They sometimes make mistakes by having some features be you're automatically opted into rather than opted out of, and you have to opt in. So you have to be careful.
What is opting?
Opting means that it's signing you up for something you don't realize, like maybe making something public that you a new feature public that you don't realize you need to go in and make it private and optimize your settings because you want to control your information on Facebook. So,
for example, Andrea, you were one of the people who reminded me and Bruce and everybody out there. They once all of a sudden all your pictures were public, and you had to go in there and change it. Remember that? So what was happening was all of a sudden all those pictures your children put out there were all public for all people to see. And you know how I feel about that, Bruce. That's how we really started bonding.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook doesn't. They might tell everybody, but the parents need to check in because it's for some parents it's so new to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's also remember all of these big sites like Facebook, they have their interest at heart. first, mm-hmm. not mm-hmm. yours. So the yes. more they share their information with advertisers, maybe the more money they make. Well, that's not always going to serve your interest in protecting your kids. Correct, Andrea?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And Facebook is designed to kind of keep you, suck you in and keep you there all day. And so some of the features are fun and shareable, and that's what makes it very viral, but you also have to realize who you're sharing your information with. So the first thing I suggest for parents to do is just know what your kid's profile looks like externally. So you can see how anyone is viewing your kid's profile by logging out of Facebook, taking a look at their profile URL. And to do that, you go to your child's homepage and cut and paste that little URL up at the top that is their profile. And then log out and look at their profile as an external user and see what you can see, because that's a big flag for you to know what's public. You might not realize, they may not realize that certain things they're doing are public. If they're commenting on certain posts, it might be more public than you realize, and you have to kind of control that information. So that's the first step, is to take an outside look and see what's visible.
Got it.
And then the next step is to go into those privacy settings, and you go in with the little drop-down arrow in the upper right corner. Once you've logged into Facebook as a personal profile, there's a little drop-down arrow, and it's got then the privacy settings there.
Are you referring to drop in on your kid's page?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
You need to go in and tell them this is not an option. You are going to set up their privacy settings, because you know you need to be in control of that.
Mom, I'm 12 years old. Come on, let me have my own space.
You get your own space, and you can, when you get your own apartment.
Right? Don't you trust me? Don't you? Come on, Mom. I get good grades. Don't you trust me?
You don't trust others. That's what you don't trust.
Very nice. I say that all the time.
Yeah, but Mom, I know what I'm doing. Come on, I'm better at this stuff than you are, Mom. I mean, heck, you know, you don't even know what an iPad is.
Yeah, that I know there's going to be arguments, but otherwise it has to be, you know, you have to lock it down. So, you know, if they're allowed on the Internet, you need to have some control over what they're showing to the world.
And it has to be, as far as parenting goes, it has to be no negotiation. This is mm-hmm. the rule. No passwords, mm-hmm. no social media, period.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Say that again.
You have to be firm. It has to be a rule. Like, there are some things I believe you negotiate with children. Give them a voice. Let them be heard.
Yeah, bedtime is one of them.
But when it comes to safety, you never run into crowded traffic, right? It's a rule, period, because it keeps you safe.
Okay, that goes to my favorite saying, which is your job is to be the best parent, not to be their best friend.
Right. Absolutely. So a big key here is, why would you be their friend on Facebook? You're not their friend. You're their parent. You can be friendly. You can teach them how to have good, friendly relationships, but you're their parent. And these kids, and I'm sure Andrea can tell us more, they can go in there, if you're their friend, Bruce, and have a totally different Facebook page that you see than anybody else.
Yeah, that's so true, because they can set up lists, and, you know, kids are, they get this stuff really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
They can set up lists. Just because you're a Facebook friend of theirs doesn't mean you're seeing what they're actually posting.
That's scary.
It is
very scary.
Which
is why what Andrea said about the URL, and everybody knows those are the, like it says Facebook.com, not your URL. Mm-hmm. Copy and paste their URL, and what she said, go out and go back in as a total stranger. Yeah. You'll see what people can see.
Yeah.
Andrea, so if you go in and you put your settings for your child, you put the settings in, is there a way to lock those?
No, unfortunately not. So, I mean, you know, I think that maybe it has to be a regular settings check, you know, once a month or something like that.
Or which is why I have passwords, because I go into their account, not my daughter's only 12, but my son, and I have control of it.
Okay, Dad, I need to stop you for a minute. We're running out of time for this segment. Andrea, can you stay over just for a little bit into the next segment? I'd like to give our listeners some takeaways. You could think about it, and also how they can find you. So we will be right back with some more about online safety, this very special edition of the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View, after these messages with our special guests, Britt, Dab, and Andrea.
Be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, to be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.